here at the Sweet Success Celebration, the New Frontier Agricultural Hall, with Vice President and Dean of OSU Agriculture, Dr. Tom Kuhn. What a special day.
It really is, Casey, and so thanks for so much for being here. We've got a lot of folks here, maybe up to 200 people, who are here to help us celebrate completion of this campaign to raise money to help support construction of our new agricultural hall.
Well, we're celebrating as we've surpassed that $50 million fundraising goal. So what happens next?
Well, we're really all about the construction now. The big crane went up 2 weeks ago today, and they're really really making a lot of progress. Even though it's so hot, you know, the crews are coming in early and working a good day before they head out, you know, when it gets the hottest part of the afternoon. But you can see we've got pillars going up. They're pouring a lot of concrete and you know, making really good progress for us before we can move in 2 years from now.
And over 600 donors, that's pretty incredible.
It is, yeah. We're really pleased with that. And I have to say, I'm not surprised. You know, all the time I've been here, I've been really impressed with how much support we have from our alumni, certainly, but also from the people that we serve in the agricultural natural resource industries. And this is what that has manifested. You know, 611 different donors, a lot of businesses involved and industry groups, as well as people, you know, individuals, families, some who are alumni, some who aren't. But they really appreciate what we do to support the agriculture and natural resource industries in the state. And that's helped us get here in record time.
Well, and also President Shrum has mentioned how important agriculture is to her and that it's one of her top four. So this has to be an outstanding moment for her as well and the whole university.
Well, yeah, you know, as Vice President for Agriculture, to have a president who speaks repeatedly about land-grant mission and the importance of agriculture to Oklahoma, I feel like, you know, I've died and gone to heaven. I mean, it's just really tremendous to have that kind of support at the presidential level. President Hargis also was very supportive of this project, so I really feel blessed to have the kind of support we do from university administration.
So new building set to open in fall of 2024. What all can we expect? Like, will students get to go in right then?
Absolutely. We'll be scheduling classes in all of the classrooms and the teaching laboratories that year. We will not be teaching in these old laboratories here in Ag Hall in that fall. So research labs also will be up and equipped and ready to go. So we'll have a number of our scientists, you know, opening up new projects there in the research laboratories. So we will be fully in the fall of 24.
Well, and talk a little bit about how important this is. You know, we're people that love to hire ag kids. Ag kids like to come to OSU. This just makes it bigger and brighter, I feel like. Gives them something to look forward to.
Well, it does. And you know, I'll tell you, it gives us a real advantage in recruiting students and recruiting faculty. You know, they want to be at a place like this. Plus, we've really designed it so it's a place where people can connect. There's a lot of space for gatherings. Certainly, the dairy bar is kind of the pinnacle of that. But throughout the building, there are places where small groups of students can get together, faculty can get together in small groups and work on projects, or they can just, you know, have a space to visit. But those social skills are really key to our graduates in their success in the industry. They need to understand how to relate to other people who might be a little different from them. And so we're creating the habitat where they can get that done.
Well, and how does enrollment look this year?
We've got record enrollment this fall. We're going to have more freshmen in our college and at OSU this fall than ever before at OSU. Yeah, so record enrollment. We're really excited about it. It's going to stretch us, but that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Kuhn, congratulations. We're excited.
Thank you, Casey. Thanks for being here.